Tell Me No Lies by Elizabeth Lowell. Catlin barely controlled a sound of disbelief. Adrenaline poured through him, ripping away the comforts of the present, revealing the bones of the past when a woman had taught him the true meaning of betrayal. The lesson would have cost his life had it not been for the speed of another man. The woman had died. The other man had died. The man known then as Jacques-Pierre Rousseau had lived. He looked at the ancient Chinese coin in his palm. The metal had been cut deliberately in half, sundering the vague, graceful lines of a swallow in flight, leaving a bird with one wing. He was used to seeing the other half of the swallow, the half that he carried as a good luck charm, the half that had come into his hands a world and a lifetime ago. Catlin's eyes shifted from the coin to the slight, erect figure of Zheng Yi.
"An interesting keepsake," said Catlin, neutrally. "A shame about the mutilation. Hand coins like this are rare."
"A man of your connections could join both halves," pointed out Yi.
"Oh, did you bring the other half with you?"
asked Catlin. But the verbal fencing had already lost its urgency. He had the other half in his pocket. All that remained was to be sure that Yi's possession of the coin wasn't an accident or a trick to win Catlin's confidence. Yi waited.
"How did you get this?" asked Catlin.
"From a man who was also named Jun.
There are literally millions of Juns in China. The cut coin came to me with a notice of the death of my cousin, Zheng Tianqi."
The name caused a chain reaction of memories in Catlin's mind. For an instant, he lived again in Southeast Asia, felt again the delicacy of Mei's hand searching over his hot flesh, smelled again the heady scent of her aroused body, knew again the moment of blank shock when at the instant of his own release she raised a gun barrel toward his head. He knew then that he was dead, that the woman who was climaxing beneath him at that moment...